internet's abuzz with pictures of your pads. Are you excited, or when do they arrive?
I think they get here at the end of this week here, so probably next few days. But yeah, I'm excited to see them. I saw the same picture I think everyone else did, and I think they look pretty sharp.
Yeah, you're a big guy for logos and displays, aren't you? Where's that come from?
I don't know. I just I used to love drawing when I was a kid. I used to draw goalies all the time, and you know, everything kind of about hockey. And I just enjoy that part, and it's one of the best parts of being a goalie.
So did you design the pads yourself, or how did it work?
Yeah, well, I just actually mentioned to the guys at Brian's what I was thinking of, and they actually did up the designs and sent about six different ones to me, and then I got to pick, and that's the one I chose. So pretty happy with how it looks now.
When do you plan on wearing them?
Well, as soon as I get them, I'll probably start wearing them in practice. And you know, last time I broke in a set of these pads, it took a couple times on the ice, and I was good to go. So we'll see how they feel when they get here.
Do you think you'll start a fashion trend in the NHL?
I don't know. I mean, you know, guys, you know, some companies just, they don't do that. The custom graphics, they just have their basic graphic, and that's kind of what they're allowed to use. But, you know, Brian's does the custom stuff, so I'm pretty lucky that, you know, you're able to have that creativity.
It's kind of flamboyant, I can say that word, for the NHL, you know, for someone to go out that far.
I don't know. I mean, look at guys' goalie masks. There's some pretty, you know, funky stuff on there. So I think just kind of goes, you know, goes with the team, obviously with the big logo there. And hopefully it looks good with the jerseys.
Not that I'd ever want to see a puck go between your pads, but could we say that if that ever did happen, it went through the fuselage?
Well, I don't know. I think those will be at the bottom down by the feet. So not too many will be going in there. Maybe up to the top where it's all white, but we'll worry about that later.
Couldn't get any Iron Maiden on those?
I'm sure I could have if I had asked them, but I just thought I love our logo, so I just thought it would look really cool with, you know, done like that on the pad. So when they sent the designs, I loved it.
It's a bit of a fashion statement. How does it help you mentally? I mean, do you do that? This looks good. I look cool.
Yeah, of course. You know, that's why goalies paint their masks, because they think it looks good. That's, you know, why goalies get the opportunity. They pick the colors on the pads. You know, I know there's some guys that don't care one way or the other, but I do. And I just think it's cool when you can, you know, it's kind of a unique, you know, thing to have your equipment look different than the other guys. And I think it's awesome that Brian's does that, and I love doing it.
For a goalie, it's about being a hockey player. It's just another way off the ice. You can be around hockey and be involved in it.
Yeah, like, you know, like I said before, I used to do stuff like that when I was a kid all the time. I used to draw goalie pads, goalie masks, and all that kind of stuff. I was infatuated with equipment, and I loved it, and I still do. That's part of the passion of being a goalie, and I think a lot of goalies feel the same.
Years from now, like 20 years when you're finally retired, maybe a future for you?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I will definitely miss that. I say that in the summer when, you know, you get new gear, and you know, I said to my wife, you know, it's going to be different, you know, when the summer comes and I'm not getting the goalie equipment like that and getting to call the, you know, the painter and talk about mask designs. But, you know, for now, it's I definitely enjoy it.
You ever talk to Andre and say, dude, this would look really good?
Yeah, we do actually. Like we're both into it, and he tells me what he's going to get on his next set of pads. And, you know, as soon as I saw the pictures of these, I came in here and showed Pavi, and, you know, we get a good kick out of it. So it's fun.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. Do you think that playing career is done many years from now, that these pads will be destined for the Hall of Fame?
No, maybe if Martin Brodeur wore them, they might be, but you know, not me, but I think they're awesome. I don't know, I'm looking forward to wearing them. We'll see how they look with the jerseys. And, you know, some people think it might be a bit overkill, but I happen to think it looks pretty good.
They're actually being described on the internet, I believe, as the coolest goalie pads in the NHL. So how does that make you feel?
Pretty cool. Yeah, I think they're cool. I mean, you know, I don't know if, you know, I think they look awesome, and, you know, I haven't seen them in person yet or worn them with the jerseys and stuff, but from the picture I saw, same as you guys, I think they look great.
So what happens to the old pads?
Well, I'll wear them here for a bit because they're doing okay. So, you know, I'll get the new ones here this week and start wearing them in practice and see how they feel.
What's the name of the company that did this?
Brian.